Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies, welcome back. Welcome back to TOTM, Tea Talk here on Blog Talk Radio with me, your host, Al Carey, and we are coming to you live from our studios here in Brooklyn. I'm so happy to be back with you. And, ladies, what do I normally say? I hope you're in a comfortable spot. Hope you got your cup of hot stuff. It's springtime, but I'm still sipping on tea, and today I'm sipping on a cup of ginger lemon green tea. So it's green tea. I threw in a little wedge of lemon and a little knob of ginger, and I sweetened it up with a little bit of sugar in a raw. So let me know what you're sipping on by joining me in the chat room, because guess what? We're about to jump into the mood talk, the crave talk, the cramp talk, the TOTMT talk. So feel free, join me in the chat room, or you can join me live. You can call in at 323-870-3792. Just be sure if you're interested in speaking with me and you want to be heard live, just press the number 1. Because sometimes people call in just to listen, and I love it when you all do that. I think my daughter may be listening, and she's on her way back to Philadelphia, so she's on a bus, and maybe she's just listening in and doesn't want to, you know, say anything, but she's just listening in. So if you're one of those people who are just tuning in, thank you and welcome. And if you love to pose a question later on in the show, just press the number 1 so that I know that you're in queue. So we're still taking letters for the tea bag, and the tea bag is letters. It's a bag. It really is a bag, and we have letters in this bag from listeners like you and mothers and fathers who have questions about the menstrual cycle, and it may be a question about their daughter. So there's no question that's too big or too small or too smart or too dumb. Send us your questions to ttalk@itsmytotm.com. And so let me just spell that out to you. It's ttalk, as in TEATALK, at itsmytotm, ITSMYTOTM.com. So just like you're sipping tea and talking, it's ttalk. Yeah. Okay. So you know what? We're going to talk about menstrual flow. We're always talking about the menstrual cycle here. And today I just thought that we would talk about how does your menstrual cycle flow. Because most of us think that we flow on a 28-day cycle, or some of us actually do flow on a 28-day cycle. And normally when a young lady first gets her menstrual cycle, her TOTM, her mother will probably say, okay, this is how you will figure out when your next period is. From the first day that you have your first period, you count 28 days forward and mark the calendar, and that's when your next period should come. And normally it comes a day before or a day after. And if it comes a day before or a day after, that means that you're on a 27-day cycle or a 29-day cycle. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're on a 28-day cycle. So, are you certain of the amount of days that you flow, or do you just go with the flow? Yeah, that was a pun that I intended. That was a funny. I like that. So, do you just go with the flow, or do you actually track your cycle? So, like I said, the average menstrual cycle is said to be 28 days, but it's also said that the cycle can range from 21 days to 35 days, and that can also normal. So I say know what your normal is, because everyone's normal is different. I've said this before, I'll say it again. Every woman, every girl will experience her TOTM differently. So you have to know what your normal is, what your flow is, and what your menstrual cycle is. So how do you do that? And you can easily do that by tracking your cycle. Just like when your mom first spoke to you, when you first got your period when you first got the TOTM, and she said, mark the calendar, and 28 days later, you should have your next period. So some of us have gotten away from the most simplistic advice that we actually got. And some of us got away from it because we thought that we could track it in our heads. And, you know, we got these smartphones, and some of us have these new period apps. And the period apps actually work, and they work well, some of them. And some of them are going to work even better, like the TOTM period app that's coming out in June. Yes, I shamefully plug TOTM. But, yeah, did I tell you guys I'm working on an app? And it's an interactive type of app. So I'm really excited about it. You should be excited about it too. And I'll post some, I'll be posting. You guys will see the information as it comes. So tracking your cycle. You can simply track your cycle by notating the first day of your period on a regular calendar. It doesn't have to be in your phone. It doesn't have to be an app. It could be a regular calendar. I'm sure you have a wall calendar or maybe even one of those pocket calendars. You know, at the beginning of the year, you go to the supermarket, you go to the bank, they're always giving out calendars. So I'm sure you have a calendar somewhere in your house. So just notate the first day of your period on a calendar. And then when your next period begins, notate that date as well. So I didn't tell you to project when your next period was. I'm telling you to document and notate when your first period date is. So we're now in April, write down the day that your TOTM came this month. And next month, you write down the first day of your next cycle and count the days in between those 2 days. And that will tell you what your menstrual cycle is, whether you flow on a 28-day cycle or a 30-day cycle. The best way to know is to track it and to write it down. So once you know how many days is in between, now you can project when's your next period coming. Because you have 28 days in between two periods or 29 days or maybe 30 days. So now you count that amount of days, 30 days to the next period. Now there's nothing saying that your period is actually going to come on that day. It can come a day before, it can come a day later. It might even come 2 days before or 2 days later. There are different variables. So there's, you know, there's nothing set in stone, but you will then have an idea. So why is it important to even know your flow? And, you know, some of us, we've been flowing for years. Some of us have been flowing for decades. And I still say it's important for you to know your flow for so many different reasons. But, of course, the biggest and most obvious reason is pregnancy. Right, ladies? We want to know whether or not we're pregnant. But not just knowing whether we're pregnant. Women have been known to track their periods to ensure either if they are pregnant, well, whether they're not pregnant, or to know if they possibly were pregnant, either way. But it's also a good way to figure out or to help you conceive. So whether you're trying to conceive or trying to avoid pregnancy, knowing your menstrual cycle can be very helpful. And knowing your cycle comes in handy when scheduling your appointments with the gynecologist, because normally your GYN will want to see his or her patients. Did I just say his or her patients? Yeah. Your GYN, because your GYN could be a he or her. Normally, he or she would want to see their patient, the patient has had their menstrual cycle, meaning maybe perhaps a week after the menstrual cycle has already taken place, then that's when your gynecologist will normally want to see you. So knowing your flow can actually help you avoid having to reschedule an appointment. And I know for some doctors, you have to schedule an appointment way in advance with some doctors because they just are that much in demand. So you don't want to schedule an appointment with your gynecologist and then come to find out, because you weren't tracking your menstrual flow, come to find out now you're on your cycle the week that you scheduled your appointment with your gynecologist, and now you have to reschedule. So that's another good reason to track your cycle. And but one of the most important reasons I say to track your cycle is your overall health, because tracking your period can help you identify other issues that you may be having that may not have obvious symptoms. So that would definitely be something good to do, just to check. It's like, I see that we have a couple of people in the queue to speak with me, I guess. Caller ending with the number 42.
Yes.
Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Carmia. I'm calling, actually in Atlanta, Georgia right now. And one thing I wanted to maybe add or inform, throughout the years, I'm 34, and throughout the years, me tracking my menstrual cycle, I went through different eating habits, consumption habits, and what I've grown to understand and realize that whenever I eat animals, whenever I eat meat, fish, it does not matter. Something that has two eyes and, you know, breathes air or breathes it through, it doesn't matter. Whenever I eat animals, my period is more heavier and I have more pain. When for that month during the 28 days or whatever, so how many days that you have in between your period, like if I did not eat any animals, if I just stuck strictly to smoothies, you know, salads, things like that, and avoided vegetarian type of style, I did not have any menstrual cramps. I didn't even know when my period was coming on. Usually you feel cramps when it comes on, but I didn't even feel them. There was no cramps, and my period was lighter. So I think what us women need to understand, that your difficulty comes from your diet. And that's just point blank, because whatever we consume, it is going to be within our uterus. A lot of women are having hysterectomies now and things like that. Latex is something that should not be in our system because it is a foreign object. I don't even know where else to.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch the name. You said your name is
Carmia.
Carnia. Hi, Carnia. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in and adding that to our show. I definitely would agree with you in regards to what we eat does play a part on what type of menstrual cycle that we will experience, and everyone is different, which is why we advocate for you to track your cycle. And it's commendable that you are aware, that you're conscious of your body, of what you've been taking in, and how your body responds when you don't eat certain things, and how it goes through your flow. So that's awesome. And I think that, you know, having these conversations are very important, and that's something that you may want to share with your friends who, when they're experiencing their TOTMs, their menstrual cycles, that they're experiencing cramps, you may suggest to them to watch what it is that they're eating and to notice and to pay attention to their flow and their cycle and how they're experiencing it, whether or not they're having more cramps or not. I truly believe that what we eat has a big effect on our menstrual cycle. So thank you for tuning in and commenting. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Oh, no, thank you, no.
Oh, thank you. I'm just going to put you back in the queue. And so if you're just now tuning in, you're tuning in to TOTM Tea Talk, and we're talking about your menstrual cycle and your flow, knowing your flow, knowing your cycle, how many days you actually flow, how many days you have, your cycle is and how many days that you're flowing. So knowing your cycle is one part. The other part is knowing your flow. So tracking your cycle is a good habit, but taking it a step further so that you know your flow can help you identify when something is actually amiss, you know, with your body. And then also with nutrition, I'm going back and forth right now, but we talk about nutrition on a weekly basis here on TLTM. We talk about different things that you can eat to prevent bloating and to prevent cramping. And I definitely say one of the best things that I've experienced to help me with my cramps have been bananas, just simply eating bananas. And I do say stay away from the fast foods. Some of the meats that are out there, they have, such as beef, they have bovine hormone, growth hormones in them. So that can have an adverse effect on your body and your menstrual cycle. So just be cognizant of what you're eating during the month and during the week of your menstrual cycle, because what you eat throughout the month, it accumulates in your body. And when it's time for your cycle, whether you're on a 28-day cycle or a 30-day cycle, you can then experience cramping, discomfort, and things of that nature. So knowing your flow, how many days do you normally flow? Do you flow for 3 days? Do you flow for 5 days or 8 days or somewhere in between that? Knowing your flow helps you know what your normal is. And it's really important to know what your normal is. And while your normal may be 5 days, your girlfriend's normal may be 3 days. So just actually not comparing yourself to women around you and the type of cycle that they experience is something that I truly recommend, because your normal is not going to be the same as someone else's normal. So a change in your flow can definitely be a way that your body is communicating. So that's why it's important to track your flow, know your flow. Take stock of how many sanitary napkins that you use per period. How many tampons are you using? Do you wear a menstrual cup? And how many times are you dumping your cup? So all of this is information that you can use. It could tell you exactly how heavy your cycle is, whether and then you get to know what your normal is, because an increase in your menstrual flow can be an indication that something else is going on with you. And I've experienced that personally. I found that I was flowing excessive or having a heavier flow. I was doubling up. I was wearing not just a cup, but I was also wearing a pad, and I was wearing overnighter pads because they extend, they're longer, because I was flowing so heavily. And I knew I wasn't experiencing an increase in pain or increase in cramps. I was just flowing more heavier. And so I went to my gynecologist, and to come to find out, I actually had fibroids, and this was about a year and a half ago. I think I remembered sharing that with you guys. So there are several different reasons why a woman, a female, may have a heavy flow. And one of those reasons can be a hormonal imbalance. Now, when a young lady first starts her menstrual cycle, her hormones are imbalanced. So, you know, she may experience heavier flow. She may experience an irregular period. But also, on the other spectrum is when women are close to menopause, there's a hormonal imbalance that can also occur. So that's one of the reasons why you may or can possibly experience a heavy flow. The other reason, the reason why I was experiencing a heavy flow was fibroids. And fibroids are normally non-cancerous tumors of the uterus. And normally women experience those during their childbearing years when they begin to go into menopause, those fibroids begin to shrink. So, but you're going into menopause, so then you're really not going to be flowing. Another reason, you know, I've been talking and talking, and I told you guys, what did I say? I said I made a really good cup of tea, and I really haven't had an opportunity to take a sip from it until now. Okay. So another reason that we ladies sometimes have heavy flows could be that we suffered a miscarriage, or we may have an ectopic pregnancy. And an ectopic pregnancy is when a fertilized egg is outside of the uterus, and normally it's in the fallopian tubes, and that can actually cause heavy bleeding. If you're using blood thinners, then you can actually find yourself flowing more heavily during your TOTM. If you happen to be a user of the IUD, you may be having or experiencing problems with your IUD, and that can cause a heavier menstrual flow. Cervical or uterine cancers can cause heavy menstrual flows, but those are rare. Those are rare. I just want to say that. Pelvic inflammatory disease, that's an infection of the uterus, the fallopian tubes, and other organs of the reproductive system. If you happen to have that, then that can possibly cause heavy bleeding. And endometriosis. Last month was Endometriosis Awareness Month. We had an endometriosis advocate and I want to say survivor, but she still deals with it. She had joined us on the show, and one of the symptoms for endometriosis happens to be heavy bleeding. So if your cycle suddenly changes and becomes much heavier, it doesn't mean that you necessarily have one of the conditions that I just mentioned, but what it does mean, in my opinion, is that you need to consult with your gynecologist and find out exactly what's going on with your body, and only you know what your normal is, which is why it's so important for you and us as women to track our menstrual cycles. So if you have a comment that you want to make, because we're about to come to the close of our show while a half an hour goes by so fast, you can call us up at 323-870-3792. Definitely would love to hear any comments. Something I want to share with you all before we do part for next week. Coming up in June, June 4th to June 6th in Boston. Yes, in Boston. I will be in Boston June 4th for the Menstrual Health and Reproductive Justice Forum. They're having a conference up there. And, yeah, there are other women who openly talk about that time of the month, and it's a beautiful thing because TOTM is all about menstrual awareness and menstrual wellness, and it's about sharing information, and that's what we do here. So I'm going to be heading up to Boston June 4th, and if anyone in Boston or anyone that's not even in Boston that's interested in this conference, definitely hit me up on Twitter at Valcarrie, or you can hit us up at My TOTM. I would definitely love to connect with you up in Boston. Okay, so yes, ladies, last week I was telling you guys that we were going to start a new contest because there was a book that I partook in. I actually contributed to this anthology, the Art of Activation book, and so we're going to be giving away 10 copies of that book. Definitely visit our Facebook page, which is My TOTM, so that you can get the rules to learn how you can win a copy of The Art of Activation. Personal signed copy from me, Valcarrie. I want to thank the caller who called in from Atlanta, Georgia, Corinia. Thank you for calling in and for tuning in. Everyone who tunes in on a normal basis, thank you. And to those who popped in and popped out of the chat room, thank you for stopping by. But be sure to stay connected with all things TOTM because we are on Twitter, we are on Facebook, and we're here on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday at 5 p.m. So be sure to come back for more of TOTM Tea Talk next week. So for now, I am your TOTM Tea Talk radio show host, Dal Carey. And until next time we speak, may every TOTM be a so happy one.